Welcome to Shomach Shava on the Daf. Shir's sponsor, Linishmas, Arbi Yaakov Shalom, Vilayah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Yevomes Daf Pei. The Gemara in Udala brings the Mechloikis, Bishilil, and Bichamai. At what age does a man consider to be a Soris and a woman is considered to be Islanis? Bishilil say it's the age of 20. When the man is 20 years old and he did not bring two Soris, he's a Soris. If a woman is 20 years old and she didn't bring Shtei Soris, then she is an Islanis. And Bichamai say it goes based on the age of 18, that when the man or a woman are 18 years old and didn't bring Shtei Soris, the man is considered to be a Soris and the woman is considered to be an Islanis. And the Gemara concludes and says that Rabbi Elazar holds that the male goes Kedibur Bishilul from the age of 20 and a female goes from the age of 18 like Bichamai. As always, a woman matures earlier than a man. The Maharal in a Sefer Derech Chaim and Perek Ovis, in the Mishnah Perek Hei that says the different ages of a person, what does he reach in every age? It says, Ben Shmoneh Esrei Lechupa, at 18 years old, one needs to get married, and Ben Esrim Lirdurfen, when he's 20 years old, then he runs after things, he goes and accomplishes, he's supposed to conquer. So the Maharal says that the Pshat is like this: why only when a person is 18 years old, that's when he gets married? Because the body of a person is not nishlam, it is not complete until he's 18. 18 is when the physical body completes itself. From the age of 18 to 20, that's when a person is mashlim, what the Maharal calls the tzura. The tzura, every place the Maharal speaks about tzura, it refers to what he calls the seichel, or what we call the neshama, meaning the spiritual aspect of Adam is nishlam, is complete, when one is 20 years old. And this corresponds very beautifully with what's written in Kabbalah, Divrei HaRizal, what happens to a person until the age of 18, and then what comes later from 18 to 20, the more physical elements are nishlam, or complete, in the age of 18, and the spiritual ones take till the age of 20 to be complete. But this, the Maharal explains, that's the reason our Mishnah says over here, Bechvonesu Lechupa. When you're 18 years old, that's when a person should get married. And the Gemara in Kiddushin says that when a person reaches 20 and he did not get married, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tipach Atzmoisof. Why only once he reaches 20, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Tipach Atzmoisof? What is the 2 years in between? Says the Maharal, that's exactly the point. When 18, the guf is nishlam. His physical elements are complete. But he still has the spiritual parts to fulfill until he's 20. That's why he has that extension to get married during that time. His physical elements complete is good enough to get married. But until 20, he still has time to get married because he's not fully complete. Only once he reaches 20, now he's a full Adam. If now he's not married, then the Gemara tells us that you have a concept of Tipach Atzmoisof. And adds the Maharal, that's the reason the Beis and Shemala don't punish until one is 20 years old. Because in Beis and Shemala, you don't have only the physical and spiritual completion that we could see in this world, that's what Beis Shemata go with. But we talk about a full completion of Adam, the full shleimus of guf and tzura, and that happens only when a person reaches the age of 20, and that's when Beis Shemata punish. Beis Shemata go in the beginning of the process of the shleimus, which is starts at the age of 13. And Beis Shemala go in the completion of the time of shleimus, and that's when a person turns 20 years old. And with this, the Maharal goes to say, that's the pshat in our Gemara. What's the machloikis b'cham b'shilel, when does one considered to be a soris or an islandis? Says the Maharal, the machloikis depends on exactly this point. According to b'chamai, the termination of a soris or an islandis is the shleimus haguf, is the physical shleimus, the physical completion. So once one reached 18, he doesn't have two soris, you know he's a soris, an islandis, he completed his a physical development, and really there's nothing more to wait for. But the Beis Hillel say that you still have to wait for his tzura, for his spiritual development to complete in order to determine that he's a soris. And this connects very nicely with what the Achronim bring, and the Ma'arit says it, that godless doesn't depend on simonim or age, but that it's something spiritual that a person has, and the simonim and age are simonim. They are signs of what it is. So says the Maharal, according to Beis Hillel, what determines a person completed his process of growth and maturity? It's not only his physical maturity, it's spiritual maturity as well. You need both in order to be considered to be a gadol. Maybe one can add that according to Rabbi Lezer says there's a difference between a female and a male. A female, you focus only on the physical development, and not so much on the spiritual development, because really we know that her main avoido is the more the physical elements. Mashiach and a male, a yizachar, there you go based on the age of 20, because it's not enough to reach the physical development. You need also the spiritual one in order to consider to be a complete Adam that is determined if he's a Soris or not. This is the Hezbollah of the Maharal in our Gemara, that 18 is a physical Shleimus, and at the age of 20, a person reaches his spiritual Shleimus. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.